AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There may be a development in stalled ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
Iran's state-run IRNA news agency has confirmed that Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is heading to Pakistan for talks and will also stop in Oman and Russia. The trip to Pakistan comes as officials there have been trying to get the US and Iran to a second round of ceasefire negotiations. The report says the trip, beginning Friday, is focusing on ongoing regional developments and the US-Iran war. Lavrov saying he appreciates Pakistan's constructive role in facilitating dialogue between Iran and the US. Dari affirmed Islamabad's commitment to supporting efforts that promote dialogue and diplomacy to resolve disputes. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There has been no response from the U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says while the U.S. is not counting on Europe,
they need the Strait of Hormuz much more than we do and might want to start doing less talking and having less fancy conferences in Europe and get in a boat. This is much more their fight than ours.
The Israeli military says it hit sites from which rockets were launched toward a town outside the border area in Lebanon that Israeli forces have declared a buffer zone. A powerful tornado barreled through Oklahoma, damaging about 40 homes in one county and sent emergency crews door to door in hard-hit neighborhoods. This storm chaser was tracking it.
It is still a large tornado on the ground going through the wind farm out here.
Only minor injuries were reported in Oklahoma. The Justice Department is ending its investigation of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, clearing a major roadblock to the confirmation of his successor, Kevin Warsh. The Food and Drug Administration will offer ultra fast review to three psychedelic drugs being studied for hard-to-treat mental health conditions. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Tech stocks are rising in the early going on Wall Street, while oil prices are trading mixed as markets wait for what's next with the war with Iran. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in the first hour of trading Friday. The S&P edged a bit closer to the all-time high it set on Wednesday. The Dow fell 204 points, that's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. Intel soared 22%. Intel said the next wave of artificial intelligence technology is increasing demand for its chips. Oil prices were mixed. The price of a barrel of Brent crude for June delivery was holding relatively steady at about $105 a barrel. Seth Sutel, New York.
FIFA's resale site has four tickets on sale for the World Cup final in the Meadowlands in July for just under $2.3 million each. The seats are located behind a goal. FIFA does not control pricing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.